I use existing DevOps tooling for machine learning projects? Now, the answer is you kind of can in a lot of areas. So for example, source control for machine learning projects, you can absolutely use whatever Git repositories you normally use. They're great for storing files of all kinds, whether it's Python or R, or even small amounts of training data is probably okay in those as well. Similarly, if you have all your code in source control, CI/CD systems that are attached to those source control systems are really good at noticing changes, picking them up, and then triggering these workflows or these pipelines to actually do your training. Where it falls down a little bit though is actually doing that training. So these CI/CD systems for traditional development projects are often built around the idea of a build that might take a few minutes or maybe an hour if it's a slow one. Machine learning projects typically take a lot longer to run their training, and so the tools aren't really built for those. So it's important that when you're doing that work, the actual training runs, that you start to use a tool that's more focused on that kind of work, something like Kubeflow or Azure Machine Learning. Similarly, the artifacts that you get at the end of this pipeline, the predictive model, you really want to store a lot of metadata around that as well. So things like accuracy metrics and performance, and even some things about for explainability, like what variables and what features were used to come up with that solution. And these things aren't traditionally in existing CI/CD systems for dev projects.